Back. The Boy with the Problem Radio Show, Season 2. It's not a big deal. Just a podcast.
And I have nothing against, let's say, once in a while, it isn't on the air anymore. Here comes Honey Boo Boo. Honey Boo Boo. Here comes Honey Boo Boo. But very, very fascinating.
Yeah.
There's something deep about society in it. Something deep about the American dream that goes awry somehow.
This is Rock and Roll Radio.
All Hit Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Difficult Listening Hour.
I feel like a boy with a problem, problem, problem.
He's just a boy with a problem.
Unanswered question is, where is the money?
Try to wash the black off of my face, but it's engraved, son. And I'm living too late. Think I'm living too late.
I'm still here. We've got some good music coming up. Doechii, the Reds, Pinks and Purples, Mitski, some other stuff. But let's start all over again here for a second. I'll see you on the other side.
I feel like a boy with a problem.
It isn't on the air anymore. Here comes Honey Boo Boo.
Make it flip through.
never switching sides, only switching angles. Ooh, we go crazy like Rambo. What it is, ho, what's up? Every good girl needs a little thug. Every black boy needs a little love. If he put it down, I'ma pick it up, up, up. What it is, ho, what's up? Every good girl needs a little thug.
Pinks and Purples, they're from San Francisco. Before that, Dochi, What It Is. Let's go now with Blonde Shell. The song is Olympus.
I Yeah.
Sabrina Carpenter Feather. Last year we had some problems with Podbean, that's the platform that hosts this podcast, because we didn't have enough ads. Well, we've got some commercials rolling in from the big movie studios for their summertime blockbusters or movies they hope will go over big. So I'll be right back after this.
There is a creature alive today who has survived millions of years of evolution without change, without passion, and without logic. It lives to kill. A mindless eating machine. It will attack and devour anything. It is as if God created the devil and gave him jaws. This is Universal's extraordinary motion picture version of Peter Benchley's best-selling novel, Jaws.
I just found out that the girl got killed here last week. And you knew it. You knew there was a shark out there. You knew it was dangerous. But you let people go swimming anyway.
Barracuda.
Devices.
Huh?
What?
You yell shark. We've got a panic on our hands on the 4th of July.
Is it true that most people get attacked by sharks in 3 feet of water, about 10 feet from the beach?
Yeah.
What we are dealing with here is a perfect engine, an eating machine.
We're not only going to have to close the beach, we're going to have to hire somebody to kill the shark.
Bad fish. But I'll catch him and kill him.
Did you hear your father?
This shark, swallow you whole.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
That's a 20-footer.
25. 3 tons of them.
Hold it up, he's coming straight for us. Don't screw it up now.
Don't wait for me. Now! Shoot!
Fantasies of evil can compare with the reality of Jaws. Roy Scheider, Robert Shaw, Richard Dreyfuss, Jaws. See it before you go swimming.
I could.
train, babe. Can't buy a thrill. Well, I've been up all night, leaning on the windowsill. Well, if I die on top of the hill,
it's good to be back, the Boy with a Problem radio show. It's 48 degrees out there, sunny, bright sun today. Bob Dylan, It Takes a Lot to Laugh, It Takes a Train to Cry. Before that, Mitski, My Love, Mine, All Mine. Singing about the moon, the hole of light. Well, glad we got an ad or two that helps keep me from asking people to donate to this podcast, which is nice. I'm also heading into moguldom. The Boy with a Problem is happy to announce right here that we're going to start a whole ring. Jesus. Hey, Johan, can you turn that down a little bit? Very funny, Johan.
Oops, my finger slipped.
All right, so to get back to what I was saying, we're going to have a whole slew, a suite, a set, a ring of podcasts coming to you that I'll sort of be overseeing. Starting next week, the pilot episode of Rabbit Ears, hosted by Adrian McMillian. He is a television expert, and Rabbit Ears is a very particular podcast for people who don't want to pay for cable, don't want to pay for streaming subscriptions. This is a guide to how you can get through your entertainment day with an old-style TV set with antenna. And Adrian's got tips about how you can set that up for yourself if you don't know how to do it. He's got a list of junk shops and even dumps that you can visit and pick up a television set with rabbit ears. He'll explain, as part of the pilot episode, how you can set that up. And then once you're all up and running, you'll see what's on there, and Adrian's going to be giving you a guide to that, because there are a lot of shows that are available only on rabbit ears TVs that you can't see elsewhere, and Adrian's got reviews for those shows. Things like Hazel, that hasn't been seen in a while. The Ghost of Mrs. Muir, there was once a show starring Brian Keith called Little People. Adrian's very excited about this, and you should hear him talk. I mean, you will hear him talk starting, I think that's going to be next Wednesday, Johan, is that right?
Perhaps.
We've got another show called The Night Watchman Show. This might be the one I'm the most excited about, although it's probably for kind of a limited audience. Marty and Clark, these two guys, pitched me the idea in an email. I almost didn't want to have the meeting with them because it just sounded so off, and I said, what the hell? I met with these guys. I mean, the stories they told me, some of them mind-blowing, and some of them just totally hilarious. I mean, you're not going to believe it. So Marty is a night watchman on the Upper East Side. The block that he kind of patrols has a CVS at one end, a building for lease in the middle that hasn't been occupied for many years. At the far end, a Duane Reade. Can you believe it? He's got keys to both pharmacies. He goes in, makes the rounds, comes out, locks the door, back up the street, midnight to 6 a.m. That's his job. Clark works in one of the last old-fashioned banks in America. It's out in western New Jersey, I forget which town, out past Morristown. You got the marble interior, the tellers behind the frosted glass, the vault in the back with actual money in it. The loan officers have their own desks that are permanent. There's family photos there. It's not like, don't even put your name up, because who's going to be running the bank next week? It's a very solid kind of a bank. That's where Clark works. He shows up, geez, they probably close at 4, but anyway, he comes at night with his Doberman, Winky, and often with a Star Ledger newspaper under his arm. Makes the rounds, sometimes he hears a noise, but I promise you he's got a lot of stories. That's the Night Watchman Show, and that's still in production. I don't think that's going to be ready for a little while, and we're going to do a 6-episode run, so you know, I know that feeling where you check out the podcast and you're, how many? It's not too deep a commitment. We've also got a very special show, Don't Start Me Talking, the Elvis Costello Conversation podcast. Deep dives into Elvis Costello tracks, especially the rare ones. It's going to be a revolving cast of hosts. The first episode is going to be a deep dive into Don't Get Above Your Raising, a song that appeared on the Ricky Skaggs album Live in London from, I think, 1985. Ricky takes that song and does his thing with it perfectly fine. Elvis comes in sings a couple verses and just tears it apart. And that first episode is, what's it looking like, Johan? 3.5 hours?
I chop it to 90 minutes.
All right, so we've got that to look forward to, and it won't take up your entire morning or afternoon. One more show in the works. The Drone Show, hosted by Mindy Sinclair. Mindy knows what she is talking about. She grew up in that, you might have read about that, kind of a commune where they developed the first drones way out west, kind of in the desert, where the desert meets the mountains there. Her parents were engineers in the drone program, originally overseen by the government, taken over by private business. And as a kid, they... Mindy, I mean, we're talking 4 or 5 years old, would kind of take these drones. Sometimes her parents didn't even know about it, go out into the, I can't even call it a yard because it was just an expanse of desert, basically, fly those things. She got so skilled with them that she told me it was like they were an appendage to her. That's how she thinks of them. Anyway, I know there are a lot of feelings about drones, and this show is not in the pocket of Big Drone. I just want to assure you of that. Mindy has a very nuanced view of it. She sees the good in them. She understands the dangers. Hey, it's the world that's coming, and she's going to lay it all out for us. Camera drones, recreational drones, medical drones, delivery drones, the whole thing. If you want to buy a drone, she's going to help you with that. If you want to just know more about drones, she's going to go into that. And I promise the show will whiz by, and Mindy is not the type to drone on. Thank you.
Boy with a problem.
More music, more music, more music, more music, more music. More.
This is a recording. This is a recording.
You can go further down.
Every day like this is our living. Giving something shit to the crowd is a major. Major to the crowd is to hear what we're giving. No time to rest, we got work in the studio. Studio suppliers rest at no time. Showtime is equal when the soul is performing. Performing is the soul, y'all, and it's showtime. Showtime.
Coping with and clubs, can't even lounge. Lounge with our homeboys, how we are coping.
Scoping new material for Paula Plug Hype Hits. Hype hits what Paul plugs in and still scoping.
Bearer of interviews to express peace. Peaceful expressions while we are bearers.
What the soul trying to project is when existing in rap. You're living in a full-time era.
Putting in swing the rhyme rappers fear so. Fear so much of what posse's putting. Couldn't do better than punks. They don't try hard. Try hard enough. They don't, so they couldn't. No joke to what I do inside this field. This field to me is foul. There's no joke. So soak up the fact there's no part-time. Part-time, not where it's at. So soak. Taking in new ideals leads to new roots. New roots, the better the soul I'm taking. Aching from days and nights to do my best.
Your best gets us paid.
So I'll keep on aching. Wear of a plug logo to the dying. Dying on rappers who think I'm no wearer. What I'm trying to say is when being in rap, you're living the full-time era.
Comes to peace like Stan comes to sit. Stand for the court, cause standing is healthy. Healthy and sense is mentally fit. Pause cause the poets of a new style of speak. Just here to do the same with no trick. Grab the plug, tease, live wire, my brother, and find that you grab my pet poker shit. Ring goes the garbage I'm hearing. Seek for the truth, my brother is tearing. No time to backstep, cause if you backstep, look what you stepped in, you stepped in next. So look what's around you. Don't worry, for the soul will find the truth. About 3 years from now, you know why? Cause we're living in a full-time era.
This is a record.
WABC.
Wendy? Yes, Lisa. Is the water warm enough? Yes, Lisa. Shall we begin? Yes, Lisa.
Thank you.
Claire's Not Real, New from the Clientele. You might remember that group from the movie where Keanu and Sandra Bullock are separated by 2 or 3 years and communicate through a magic mailbox. They did the theme song for that. Before that, Prince, Computer Blue, and De La Soul. This is a recording.
Enjoy on radio. WPIX. In New York City. Hit me with your rhythm stick. Hit me.
It's the Pix Penthouse Party on Pix 102 WPIX FM, New York's rock and roll.
We've got time for one more. I'll see you next time. It's been real. It's been fun. And it's been real fun.